So the Medrash Rabbah, in the beginning of Parshat Tetzriya, says, Hado diksiv, it says Isha Kisasriya, Hado diksiv ochu brekedem tzartani. Ochu brekedem means both in the back and in the front. What does that mean? So Omer Rabbi Yochanan, im zocha, if a person is zoche, noichel shnei awomas, hazeh v'habo. Hado hu diksiv ochu brekedem tzartani. Now, there's another vort over here, they say. So, Ocher V'Kedem Tzartani is the Boishim created a person, Ocher V'Kedem. He created him on one hand after all the Briyas, at the same time before all the Briyas. What does that mean? So, the Shem Shmuel says a pshat in this Medrash. And he says, the word is that on one hand, the nefesh was created before, the neshama was created before anything. Neshama is a chelek alitam imal. The neshama existed before Hashem created anything. Yet the guf of the Odom was created after all the animals were created. So, person is to choose. The shaila is, what is a person? How do you define yourself? Do you define yourself that I am be'etzem, what am I? I'm a guf, that's who I am. I'm a physical being, and I rather have a neshama. Or do you say, I'm a neshama, and I rather have a guf? Right? Now, depending on how you define yourself, that's how we're going to touch it up. So, ochor v'kedim tzartoni, if a person says be'etzem, what I am is in a neshama. I'm a chelik alikam imal. In order to live on this planet, I have to wear a spacesuit called a body, and that's how I live on this earth. And so basically, what I am is in a neshama that has to have a body to function. But my real essence, the metzius of who I am, is my neshama.
In the order of the creation of Adam, wasn't the guf there? And then the
neshama
was born into
that. No, but the neshama existed before it was put into the book. So, saying, depending on who you define yourself as, it's either ochor or kedem. You either can say, yeah, you know, I'm into the physical world, and therefore I am the last of all creation. Or you can say, me'etzem am neshama, and I preceded creation, I was the topmost of creation. So there are two ways that you can look at it. So, with this machshav, the Shem Yishmuel says this in this week's parsha, but he says a similar word in Parshas Re'eh. You have a halacha over there. It says that lois yisgoydu lois yisimu korcha bein enechem lemeis, right? Kuzam Hashem lekechem. Bonim atem Hashem lekechem lois yisgoydu lois yisimu korcha bein enechem lemeis. So the shaila is, what is the shaychus of lois yisgoydu, which pashut we teach up, you shouldn't have chaburos. And then it says, so the shayla, what do these two things have in shayla? What's the common denominator? Don't make chaburos, don't be split up, and don't cut yourself over a mace. What's the connection? So the Shem Yishmuel explains based on the Ramban. The Ramban over there, in the issue of lois yisgoydu, he says, the reason why the Torah says you shouldn't mourn so excessively is because the real person is the neshama. And he says, when a person dies, the neshama doesn't die. The neshama goes up, it's in Shemayim, and it's in a very high sphere. And this is, Rabbi Shem doesn't try to destroy any neshamas. Even, you know, even a person was a chayte, Rabbi Shem tries to do whatever he can to be misakin the neshama. So every neshama comes to some level of tikkun. So, if you're going to, you know, cut yourself up over the goof, he says you're making a mistake. The goof is not the real person. So, don't cut yourself, because you're forever. Your neshama is forever. Memela, he says, the Shem Yishmuel, if we would understand that, we'd realize that we're all really one. We're all one neshama connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the closer we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closer you are to each other. Memela, If you're living a life of the physical, so everybody has physical reasons to be jealous of each other, he has more this, he has more that, he's more successful. But if you're living a life of the neshama, we're all connected with each other, so why for the same reason, we're one people. So that's the pshat over here in the beginning. But that's why you also find the Meshech Chachma says, it says that by Moshe Rabbeinu lo yoda ish es kavurasei. So the Maisa, it says v'ho ish Moshe anav ma'oid. So they touch up that not even Moshe knows where his kavur is. So the Shaila is, what do you mean Moshe doesn't know where his kavur is? So the Meshech Chachma explains
that,
what? So the Meshech Chachma says that the Maisa that wrote down, I'm not sure if it's a Zoya or something like that, the Neshama comes back to the Guf. In the beginning, after the person dies, the Neshama comes back doing the Shiva, keeps on returning to the body. Just it's very confused, it doesn't know what's happening. And then over the course of the first year, it comes back every once in a while. So the neshama has a shaykhus to the guf, and therefore it keeps on coming back. It doesn't chap exactly until finally it's settled. So his Moshe Rabbeinu was so removed from his guf, he never had reason to come back. So he doesn't know where he's buried, because he never had this affinity to his guf to draw him back. So Mayoda Ishes Kavurasa. So that's how the Meshech Chacham wants to explain. So that's the objective that we have to have, that should be how we tight ourselves up.
But is that reflected somehow in the way we talk about Bayless? Because Bayless seems to be that we're sad about the person who died in certain segments of the Baptist world when they call the funeral a celebration because they hold that their soul is returning. We don't have those terms.
I think you mourn people that die because it's a normal thing and it's a healthy, you know, emotion to have. Right? You need it. You know, but it's a human reaction, and so we need the chama and all that. But at the same time, you have to realize there's a limit to it. Right? That's understanding that.
Aren't there those who teach Hamakim and Achim that were also extending the chama to the neshama, which is confused and dislocated?
So if you go a little weiter in the Medrash, so the Medrash says that b'shoah shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam HaRishon v'soifa olu v'yatsoifoi v'loi kolon kuloi v'roi v'mizrich l'mariv minayin sh'ne'mar ocher v'kedem tzartoni. How do you know he was created from Mizrach to Ma'ariv? It says Ocher v'Kedem Tzartoni. Netzofim l'dorim minayin shenemo l'mitzei hashemayin v'akitzei hashemayin. Minayin kechalolu shal oylem shenemo v'toshin salai kapecho. So mashmoyis of the Medrash is that when a person was created, when Adam HaRishon was created, he was from the earth to the Shemayin. When he did the Aveira, Kodesh Baruch put his hand on him and he shrunk him down to 100 amas. And then as the years went on, he shrunk more and more till here we are today. But another tzad says he was toifis the whole world, that he went from east to west. Instead of being from the ground up, he was at the same time the entire world. So there's two ways that the Medrash teaches up. He was either all around the world, his body encompassed the entire world, the circumference of the world, or his feet were down on the ground and he was up in Shemayim. And eventually, through Chatoyim, he was shrunk. So, he say that Vorim is like this. It's a Bakshova from Shimshon Pinkus. He says, the emes is like this. Every person, everything in the world, if you want to know what it is, you have to know what its origin is. He says, certain products, you know, if you break them down, you'll come to what they originally are, and that's what they be'etzim are. Because let's say you have formica, if you were to melt it down, it'll turn back into petroleum, or something like that. Right? So everything, you break it down, that's what it originally is, right? So you have to know, a person, a human being, originally we were Mishamai Vad Oritz. Or the or from the Oritz to Shemayim. Originally we encompass the whole world. He says, whatever you're gonna do, that's be'etzem who we are. A person is either from the ground to the heaven or all around the world. Right? That's our essence. That's how we were created. So he says that's why it's a common thing that if a person, you want to punish a person, you put him in prison. Why is prison such a terrible punishment? Because it's the biggest stira to the reality of who a person is. A person is really, he's got to spread himself to the whole world. You put him in prison, it's like throwing him into a chicken coop. People in the Holocaust said the worst yisurim was sometimes a Nazi would throw him into a chicken coop. It's yisurim. A person has to stretch. A person has to be able to expand himself. A person has to be, you lock a person up. It's mamish, the worst yisurim. What you find, before David HaMelech died, he told Shlomo that, listen, there's somebody named Shimi ben Gera, and he cursed me. And I didn't kill him, but you're smart, and don't let him die without punishing him. So you'll know how to do it. Now, Shimi ben Gera was the Rosh Sanhedrin. He was the biggest Talmud Chacham. Not so poshut. You can't just take him and kill him. So Shlomo HaMelech was the Chacham Mikol Adam. So he calls Shimi ben Gera and he says like this, I'm giving you an order. You are not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. The second you leave Yerushalayim, you're going to get killed. Okay, now, there's Yidden who pride themselves that they've lived in Yerushalayim 60 years, they never left Yerushalayim. No problem. Why would anybody want to leave Yerushalayim? But he tells Shimi, you can't leave. He knew that Shimi would leave. And sure enough, one day an Eved of his ran away. So Shimi left Yerushalayim to chase after the Eved, and Shlomo had him executed. But Shlomo understood a person can't be restrained. Right? He always thought, if you read Megillus Rus, so Nomi is telling Rus, the Mora Darshans from the Psukim, how she was telling Rus what it takes to be a Jewish girl. So you can see from what Rus answered what Nomi was saying to her. So Rus said to her, Bashatelchi Eileich. So the Mora Darshans that she said, we can't leave the Tchum on Shabbos. So I was wondering, you're going to, a goy comes to you to convert to Judaism, what are you going to say? Oh, by the way, you can't leave the Tchum on Shabbos. Now, did anyone ever hear have to leave the Tchum on Shabbos unless you walk into the hospital and anywhere? And even then, it's probably not a problem. So she's saying to her, Yiddishkeit, it holds you into a certain place. We're keeping you, it's like a prison. Take it or leave it. But that's what you got to understand. You have to understand there are barriers. And this is what it's all about. And so, a person in jail is a tremendous punishment. So he says, "Lemaisa," but a person in his essence from the very beginning has to be typhus to the whole world. So he says, you see an interesting phenomenon that over the last 100 or so years, things have changed in the world, and now we pride ourselves that we have the whole world in our hand. Right? You open up your phone, and you connect it to the entire world. You get on a plane. In an hour, you're in a few hours, you're on the other side of the world, right? You turn on the radio, you find out what's going on, right? It's something that didn't happen until the last recent 150 years or so. It says, why did it take so long? Why did it happen so long? Why all of a sudden now do we have access to the whole world? So he says, it's shy of to say that until 150 years ago, people were standing up tall. People's feet were on the ground, their heads were in Shemayim. So they didn't need access to the whole world. Their heads were in Shemayim. That's why they expanded, and people saw, they looked at the sky, they saw the sky, they saw the godless Aboire, they had a life of connection, even by the Goyish world. There was a greater reality of whether it was Kishuf or whatever they believed in, but they had a sort of a spiritual existence. Today, we're flat on our face. And so, Bishop can't let people live like that. And we have to encompass the whole world. So he gave us airplanes, he gave us radios, he gave us telephones, he gave us smartphones, and that whole world's in your hands. So you're right, you're not big enough to circle the world, but you have access to the world. That's good for where we're holding. And so, this is the Metzias. The person has to make a decision. Do I want to be standing up tall? or do I want to be lying flat? And that's what you have to decide. What's my world? What's my, how do I define myself? So the Maisa, if a person the whole week is lying on the ground, comes a Shabbos. Shabbos, one could say, the biggest prison shayach, right? I can't leave the tchum, and I can't put on the radio. I can't, you know, what Teretz says on Shabbos, Hashem says, Shabbos, I'm standing you up tall. Shabbos, your head's in the sky. Shabbos, we feel a kesher to our Kodesh Baruch Hu more than the rest of the week. The Mela, Shabbos, I don't have a problem. Maybe, you know, I used to smoke. Shabbos was never a problem. Right?
That doesn't really support the idea of taking a nap on Shabbos.
Ain't it for nap? The nap on Shabbos has a certain kedusha to it, right? You know, there's nothing like a nap on Shabbos, you know? So, but I'll go upon him. But so a person can reach that the Chayim Kaid and Shabbos, and that's the Yisoid Advarim. So the bottom line, what we're saying is that if a person defines himself as a Yid, I see myself as a neshama. I have a body that's here to allow my neshama to live in this world. But my tachlis in living in this world is to serve my neshama, and my neshama can expand and take me to the Kisei HaKavod, right? You daven shachris, mincha, and marv, you take me to the Kisei HaKavod, whatever it is, with Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov brings you to the Kisei HaKavod. So if I live that kind of a life, so that's, you're from the ground all the way up. On the other hand, if you live a life of the guf, so you're flat in your face. You don't encompass the whole world. And so you need all the tools to be able to give you what you inherently need, because that's the nature of a human being.
When you said a person lives from east to west and it comes to work, what do you mean? It's good or bad?
I was saying, you know, basically that would mean that other Mauritian could lie down and he could be around the world. That's how
that
he
for
was.
What's the
point? Point is like this. If you're standing up straight, your head's in Shemayim, you're living a spiritual life. If you're lying down on the ground, you're living a physical life. You're connected to the ground, right? So you're living a physical life, and you're limited to what your capacity is, because you don't have the ability to encompass the whole world. We're only 6 feet tall, right? So Hashem gives us, in order to allow us to live as human beings live, we have a idea of the whole world. So what I know is I've captured what I know. At least I feel I have a handle on it, right? If I can listen to the news and I know what's going on, I have a handle, right? You know, so that so really, what you want to have a handle on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on the world. So that's the chiluk, but that's the chiluk in the. So we should be zeicher. Chodesh Nisan is the day that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his Shechina into the world. He brought himself down to people, and the goal is that we should raise ourselves up to Hashem. So we should, this should be the beginning of the Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirtzeh Hashem.
How do we merge this with the idea that we're all a combination of Guf and Neshama,